This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Reports from Ukraine indicate the nation's military forces achieved their biggest breakthrough in the south of the country since the war began. Bursting through the front lines and advancing rapidly along the Dnipro River on Monday, threatening supply lines for thousands of Russian troops. Kyiv gave no official confirmation of those gains, but Russian sources acknowledged that a Ukrainian tank offensive had advanced dozens of kilometers along the river's west bank, recapturing a number of villages along the way. Meanwhile, Ukraine's forces also continue to make advances in the east, including, as was reported Sunday, retaking full control of the city of Lyman. Reporter Anna Chernikova, reporting from Kyiv, told VOA's Flashpoint program Monday why that achievement was significant.
Ukrainian forces have already confirmed that the city of Lyman was liberated from the Russian forces. Why it is so important? Because the city of Lyman, located in Donetsk region, was the main logistic center for Russian forces in this area, and it remains very strategic place in terms of logistics. So for the moment, Ukrainian forces basically managed to cut a lot of logistical plans of the Russian forces in the area. And I'm talking not only about Donetsk region, but also Luhansk region. So it was an extremely strategic point.
The Reuters news agency reports that Norway's military said Monday it has posted soldiers to help guard major onshore oil and gas processing plants, part of a wider effort to boost security amid suspicions that sabotage caused leaks in the Nord Stream gas pipelines last week. This is VOA News. Female students in Afghanistan took to the streets for a third day in a row Monday to seek justice for victims of last week's suicide bombing of an education center in Kabul. The UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan, or UNAMA, said Friday's powerful blast in the capital, Kabul, had killed at least 53 people, including 46 girls and women, and wounded more than 110 others. From their Twitter account Monday, the UNAMA wrote, girls and young women were the main victims. Casualty figures are likely to rise further. Our human rights team continues documenting the crime, verifying facts, and establishing reliable data to counter denial and revisionism by the Taliban leaders of Afghanistan. The attack targeted the private Kaj Tutoring Center in Dasht Barshi, a western Kabul neighborhood home to the Afghan minority Shia Hazara community. Survivors said there were 400 boys and girls separated by a curtain in line with Taliban instructions, taking a mock university entrance exam when the bomber detonated its explosives in the girls' section. U.S. President Joe Biden is on his way to Puerto Rico Monday on the first of his two trips scheduled this week to visit hurricane-damaged communities. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Biden is set to survey storm damage in Puerto Rico, which suffered catastrophic flooding last month. Before Hurricane Ian hit the U.S. East Coast, Fiona came ashore in Puerto Rico. And 2 weeks later, tens of thousands remain without power.
We're going to stay with it and stay at it as long as it takes.
The president says his administration will not forget the U.S. territory as it recovers. He's expected to announce some $60 million for shoring up its levees and flood walls and to create a new flood warning system. He's due to visit Florida Wednesday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission announced Monday celebrity Kim Kardashian has agreed to settle charges of unlawfully touting a crypto security and to pay $1.26 million in penalties. The SEC said in a statement that the reality television star and influencer Kardashian failed to disclose that she was paid $250,000 to publish the post about Emacs tokens, the crypto asset security being offered by Ethereum Max on her Instagram account. SEC Chair Gary Gensler said the case is a reminder that celebrities or influencers endorse investment opportunities, including crypto asset securities, doesn't mean that those investment products are right for all investors. Repeating the hour's top news story, the reports from Ukraine indicate the nation's military forces have achieved their biggest breakthrough in the south of the country since the war began. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This